Minister of Australia, Scott Morrison, has announced that his government will recognize West Jerusalem to be the capital of Israel. Nonetheless, he stated that the Embassy of Australia would not relocate from Tel Aviv till such time a peace settlement is agreed upon. He further added that Australia also took into consideration the ambitions of Palestinians to a state with a capital in East Jerusalem. What remains to be observed is that the status of Jerusalem continues to be one of the hottest issues of contest between Israel and Palestinians. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump, the US president, drew much flak globally last year when he turned around the American foreign policy that is decades old by recognizing the ancient city of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. However, the US embassy was relocated from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem in May. The announcement of the Australian PM happened after he consulted with politicians in Australia and got a consultation from his allies abroad. Mr. Morrison stated, "Australia now recognizes West Jerusalem being the seat of the Knesset and many of the institutions of the government is the capital of Israel. We look forward to moving our embassy to West Jerusalem when practical and final status determination." Mr. Morrison stated that in the meantime, Australia would set up a trade and defense office in West Jerusalem. The Prime Minister also underscored that Australia was backing the idea of liberal democracy in the Middle East. When the review of the policy was announced in the month of October, it attracted a lot of support from Israel. However, it was the Palestine that did not take it too well. Malcolm Turnbull, Mr. Morrison's predecessor, had ruled out following the US in moving Australia's embassy to Jerusalem. Two other countries, Guatemala and Paraguay, have announced they would also make the switch, but Paraguay later reversed the decision after a change of government. So, why is the state of Jerusalem so controversial? The status of Jerusalem can be traced to the center of Israeli-Palestinian skirmish. Israel considers Jerusalem to be its eternal and undivided capital, while the Palestinians assert East Jerusalem to be occupied by Israel in the 1967 Middle East War as a capital of a future state. The sovereignty of Israel over Jerusalem never got global recognition, and as per the 1993 Israel-Palestinian peace accords, the final status of Jerusalem is supposed to be taken up in the later stages of the peace talks. It was in the December of 2017 that the UN member states voted conclusively at the General Assembly in favor of a resolution effectively announcing US recognition of Jerusalem as capital of Israel to be null and void and demanding it to be cancelled. For more news updates, log on to www.swnews.com.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.